Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Turn up.
Turn up who?
Turn up the volume. It's my favorite song.
Oh, welcome to another week at the 615 podcast. Madison got us rolling this week. We know it's going to be a good episode.
Yep.
All right, so we wanted to start with our perfect day in Tennessee. We've had a lot of people, not a lot, a few people asking what they should do when they visit Nashville.
They know we're the experts. So yeah. They're like, what's your favorite thing to do? So we just put it all together.
Yes. So you want to go first with your perfect day would look like?
Sure. So, well, keep in mind some of our stuff might overlap because, like, we've been together multiple times. So just keep that in mind. Be patient. But my day would start with Puckett's breakfast.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. I don't care. There's
three locations. I like the one in Franklin.
I literally don't care. They all serve the same food. But so they have this meal, and it's sweet potato pancakes with barbecue with fried apples.
For breakfast.
Oh, my God. It is so good. I can't even explain how good it is. So that, start with breakfast at Puckett's.
That's all you've ever had there, because you won't not get that.
I tried biscuits and gravy once, which was delicious. Yeah. But, like, I could get biscuits and gravy at McDonald's, so just get the country breakfast. Then I would go downtown and walk across the pedestrian bridge, see the nice views. You can see, like, the whole downtown. I love it.
Cute.
Then walk along Broadway, hear some live music. That's lovely. Lunch at Hattie B's, the hot chicken place. We've talked about it numerous times, but, like, I couldn't get through this and not mention Hattie B's. I'd be lying to everyone.
Deliver it to Virginia, please.
I know, seriously. I wonder if they could, like, Uber Eats that far.
I'll pay for it. Give them a big tip.
Then I would go to Leaper's Fork, which is, like, a little area off the map. They have another.
And we're going to be all over Tennessee this day.
Well, it's my perfect day. Right. Anyway, so you get a sweet tea from Puckett's, and then there's this little area where there's a porch swing. You sit there sipping. The breeze is blowing.
A cute little, you can walk down the road. Cute.
There's little shops and everything. Yeah. It's just the loveliest place on earth.
And she said it was off the map. It's off the map.
Like, yeah. Like, really far.
Can't get back.
That's what I like.
Go in circles trying to find your way back.
I don't care. It's
lovely.
Then we'd have dinner at Eadley's, which is a little barbecue joint, and ice cream at Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. They have the ice cream flight.
Yes.
And you, like, try different flavors of ice cream with little waffle cone chips. So good. You don't have to pick just one.
Gotta love it.
I'm getting hungry talking about this.
Well, we won't be getting that anytime soon. My perfect day would look a little different, but that day sounds just as good to me, maybe better than the day I picked. So mine would start with a classy breakfast at Biscuit Love, and we get bow nuts and orange juice. Can you explain them?
What a bow nut is?
Yeah.
It's like a biscuit fried, like a donut, but it's made out of biscuits, so it's a bow nut.
Oh my.
And they put, like, this special cream on it and in it.
Oh my God.
No, just on it. It wasn't in it. I don't even remember.
I think it was just on it. They were so heavenly.
And they put, like, blueberry puree stuff.
Oh my god. Then we go, because we're having a classy little morning, then we go shopping on 12 South. Mm-hmm. So, all the little shops, take a little stroll. And then we go to Bar Taco for lunch, get a little margarita, have some tacos. And then we'd head over to West Nashville, go to the Project 615, buy a couple shirts.
Shout out.
Check out over there, maybe get some coffee at somewhere over there. Then we go to Broadway, walk around, like you said, hit up the pedestrian bridge, listen to music, and we go into Tootsie's, sit on the rooftop, listen to some more music.
Best view.
Just sit there, feel the breeze. Yes. And then we go to Puckett's for dinner, get some fried green beans for the appetizer, whatever you want as your meal.
And then a brownie skillet.
Yes, for dessert. And then we'd walk right over to the Ryman and see a show.
Yes.
And then if Jenny's was still open, which it, oh my God, it's open late. Yeah. Remember? Yep. Then we go to Jenny's on our way back.
I mean, both of those days sound incredible. So.
So if anyone wants to know what to do in Nashville, there you go. Lots of options.
Yeah.
Hattie B's. Wow. That's the most important thing.
Obsessed. It's true.
So anyways, speaking of some good vibes, we're going to talk about Danielle Bradbury now because she's our artist of the week.
Yay. So Danielle is from Texas. You might know her because she was the winner of season 4 of The Voice. She was on Blake's team. Her audition song was Taylor Swift's Mean. I'll play you a little snippet of it. She sounds like a baby. That was in 2013. So she sang that song, and then Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Usher all turned around for her. Three-chair turn.
Wow.
Then she goes on to win. So exciting. Right after she wins, she has to release, like, they, like, pressure her into releasing her first album. So it's, like, a bunch of songs that she's probably not the proudest of because she's never written before, and they were just ones that she picked and put together, and it's not really cohesive. But the album's called Danielle Bradbury, like, self-titled. Then she goes under the radar for, like, years.
Well, from that album, she had a song that went to number 12 on the charts. It was True. The Heart of Dixie. Ring a bell with everyone. You probably remember it. Yep.
It's kind of funny because we can hear every time we're going to play a new song, you can hear her growing up.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But anyway, so she
goes. So then she goes under the radar.
Goes completely MIA. 3 years of, like, not having anything. Just fine. She releases, like, a little teaser song.
Everyone thought she was coming back.
But she wasn't. She was just trying to keep her fans
happy.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
So she
It was called Friendzone. This is my jam, y'all. I've been listening to it all week long. Okay, cute.
I think it's an awesome song. She's kind of embarrassed of it because, like, I don't know why.
It's not, like, mature. It's just, like, kind of, like...
It's a jam.
I know.
I love it. So she releases Friendzone to, like, make sure her fans haven't, like, completely forgotten about her. And then she wants to reintroduce herself with her new album. She's 21 years old now. And she puts out I Don't Believe We've Met, which is her current album, has her current single, Sway.
This is my jam over the summer because it made me want to
sway.
Yep. Just good vibes.
Yeah. She
my
wanted
mom's
to release,
obsessed.
So is my sister. She wanted to release a different song. She wanted to release Worth It first, but all of her team and everybody was like, we should start with Sway to reintroduce you, which I think was the right decision.
I do too. Worth It would have just been like, woo.
It would have hit people in the face. It would have been like, whoa, who's this girl? Anyway, so I Don't Believe We Met. It's a really good album. I didn't mention, like, comment on Danielle Bradbury, the album, because I literally never listened to it. I wasn't.
Oh, I did. I liked Heart of Dixie, but I really liked this one of the songs off of it. So it's one of my favorites of hers.
Title.
It's Young in America.
I've literally never heard that.
Oh, guys.
I mean, it's good, but I wasn't a fan of her until she was on tour with Thomas Rhett and Brett Eldridge, and we saw them. And Thomas Rhett's been, like, a really big advocate for her. He's written songs and given them to her. Their
like
BFFs, whatever.
We've talked about before.
So he released, on his deluxe album of Tangled Up, he released Playing with Fire with her. Ooh.
Yeah, you can definitely tell she's grown up from what I just played from the Young in America from her first album to that.
Exactly.
Like, drastic.
But she got put on a Thomas Rhett song. Like, if that's not going to shoot you into the world, I don't know it will. Anyways, what are your standout songs on I Don't Believe We've Met?
Well, I like the song Can't Stay Mad. It's just like a jam to me. I mean, Friend Zone's my jam from a couple years ago.
This is like second place jam.
But no, this just gives like... It's just, I mean, I'm driving, and then I realize I'm speeding, and I'm like, oh, let me slow down. Not really. No, not really. But it just, like,
yeah,
gets me hyped. I don't know.
That song, too.
It's just, a lot of the songs on the album are kind of mellow, slow, or ballads.
Serious.
Yeah, which is fine. That's fine. It's a good album. But I just like that that one has a different beat, upbeat.
Yeah. So, go figure, Nicole Galyon wrote my favorite song on the album.
Shout out Nicole for the second time in a row.
She's everything. Okay, it's called Red Wine, White Couch. I love it. It's awesome. It wasn't just Nicole Galyon. Emily Wiseman and Alyssa Vanderheim also wrote it with her. But,
that's good.
No worries.
That's my second favorite. Just like some upbeat songs, you know?
Yeah. But yeah,
I like, it's a good album.
Mm-hmm.
I Don't Believe We've Met.
It has like a lot of like relationship problem vibes, but she's like strong, empowered, sassy, like, no one's going to treat me bad. My other favorite's called What Are We Doing? And it's just like, what are we doing? Like, she's not going to sit back and, like, take crap from anyone, which I really like. Only problem with this is I can't sing along because I can't hit those notes like she does.
Right.
I have to turn it up so loud so I can't hear my voice.
I'm just curious. I mean, love her to death, but I'm just kind of waiting to see, is someone going to take her on tour? Is she going to tour? I mean, that's the only way you get more fans and more money. I mean, I'm just curious. Right. So there's been so many tours announced. I'm like, who's left to really invite her?
She's a big, like, homebody. Like, doesn't
she's
going
to have to figure out how to make it work. I don't know. I think that Keith Urban and Kelsey should be like, want to come along?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. Anyone. There's a lot of possibilities,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Someone needs to take her.
She was the perfect fit on Thomas Rhett and Brett Eldridge's tour.
Thomas should have took her again. He's,
I know. He has so
he
many
could
people
add to
shuffling
his,
in and out.
Yep.
Whatever.
Oh, gosh.
It's fine. But we really love her, and it's really cool to see how she's, like, grown up.
Yeah, I think her next single is probably going to be Worth It.
She's
a guest.
It's a good song.
Loves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another I'm not taking crap from anybody song.
Yeah.
So,
the whole
Danielle.
Album.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, time for some news. I don't think we have any.
I have some good news.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Last week was it. Like,
yeah, last week was a big, like, big week, but I have a couple good things to say.
Bring it on.
So, starting with Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum, the lead singer. And her husband, Chris Tyrell, just had their twin girls. Because she didn't show up to the Grammys. She was at home. Remember, they, like, brought... Well, you didn't watch the Grammys. It doesn't matter. So, the other two members of Lady Antebellum, they went to the Grammys with, like, her face on a stick. And, like, LOL, she's at home. Because she was literally about to have the babies. So, she had them. They're identical little twin girls. Their names are Betsy Mack and Emery Joanne.
I like the name Emery.
I like all of those names separate. It's a lot when you put it all together.
Yeah.
But I love a double name. Her already four-year-old daughter's name is Isley Kay. That's cute. Yeah.
All these country singers and the double names.
I want double names for everyone. They're lovely. But it's really exciting because now they have a cute little family with three little girls. And Isley's so excited. There's like pictures everywhere of her like holding the little babies. So sweet.
So sweet. Well, that's exciting news.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll start with my exciting news. So, a Garth Brooks fan was tweeting him the other day because it was his birthday. And she was like, love you. You're great. And she's from another country. Sorry, I don't have that fact. Like, across, not in America.
Across the pond.
Like, Sweden, something, okay. France, something, something. It's fine. I don't know. So, anyways, she's like tweeting him, happy birthday. You're such an amazing performer. So generous, great person, blah, blah, blah. Then she was like, me and my husband are planning a trip to America for our honeymoon. We're going on like a road trip around the country. Where are the best places to go? It was his birthday, and he's Garth Brooks. He doesn't have to respond. He responded, and he was like,
really?
I'll have to ask Miss Yearwood, Trisha Yearwood, his wife.
Really? Who's Miss Yearwood?
But why don't you just, basically, why don't you just stop by our house in Nashville and come have dinner?
Is this a joke?
No, it's for real.
I can't tell you the number of celebrities I tweeted at.
She tweeted back and was like, OMG, basically, like, what? So.
What?
Yep. And she was like, yeah, my husband introduced me to your music a while ago. He's a huge fan, too. So, yeah, they're going to honeymoon in America, take a road trip, and one of their stops is going to be Garth Brooks' house. And him and Trisha are going to whip up some
dinner.
That's
insane. Yeah.
And Trisha can cook, so.
I wouldn't care about what I was eating at Garth Brooks' house. Like,
can you even believe that?
I can't.
Oh, I thought you probably already knew, so I'm glad I shocked you. That's so amazing.
That's really cool. He's cool. I have another story that's about him, too.
I know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I saw it and was like, oh, that's cute.
So, mine's not as mine has a little somber note. So, there was a retired firefighter of 25 years from Missouri. His name's Mark Wright, and he was in the hospital battling cancer, and he was surrounded by all his friends and family in the hospital room, and he just had one last wish. He just wanted to, like, sing the dance by Garth Brooks one more time. So he sings it. All his friends and family are, like, taking videos, and Garth sees it, and Garth comments and is, like, moved a lot, because,
yeah.
You're dying and you want to sing, like, it's a good song. That's a good song. Anyway, so.
You're getting choked up. Is everything okay?
It's just so sad. And we'll have to post the link to the video on our Twitter because it's so good. Like, he sounds good. And Garth, like, listened to it and he was like, I've never heard the song sung like that. Like, when you can, like, change the lyric because you're feeling the lyrics, like, it makes it 100 times more special. So he, like, talked about it, played it on his Garth channel on SiriusXM. So it's gotten a ton of attention. And then a GoFundMe page was made, and $15,000 were donated, and it all went to Mark's funeral and medical bills and everything that the family had to deal with. So Garth is an awesome person.
I know.
It's the moral of the story.
We already knew he was a good singer, but now we know he's a great person, too.
Yeah, big heart.
Well, that's super sweet.
I know.
So,
I cried
all
watching
about
the video.
Some
fans, it's so
though.
Bad.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't bring myself to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is going to be a letdown from
that.
Change of pace somehow. Okay, so I'm going to pull a Madison Allen. She always does a little girls fashion thing. I'm going to do fashion for men.
Okay.
So Dierks Bentley just released a clothing line called Desert Sun. And he partnered with Flag and Anthem, which is a clothing company, and he designed some stuff. And he talked about how Dierks just talked about how he dresses really casual, and he always sees.
I was gonna say, is it t-shirts?
Yeah, and he sees guys coming to his concert, and he's like, "Yeah, we got the same style." So he thought, why not make some clothes that they could wear? But it's all like regular day stuff. And Dierks talked about how he's not like super into fashion; like he just throws on stuff, and he has only like 5 pairs of jeans to his name. And so basically this website, I looked up, we'll post a link to this too. So if any guy wants to go shopping, I feel like your dad would wear a shirt from Dierks Bentley's line.
He'd wear it just so he could say.
Yeah, it was from Dierks Bentley. But there's some jeans too, I'm pretty sure. Like, okay. There's not just t-shirts. But anyways, the point is that it's casual stuff. And Dierks wanted to make stuff that he would wear and that his fans would wear. And like it's, like, cool stuff. Some of the graphic t-shirts are, like, reasonably priced. So
I was going to say, like, Dierks is being a phony. When I first heard you say it was going to be a fashion.
No,
like,
no.
He it's doesn't wear fashion.
Crazy.
That's cool that he's, like, doing his thing.
So, I don't know. Thought it was interesting.
That is cool.
You know all the country guys are going, you're going to see it at the concert. They're wearing Dierks, mm-hmm. Dierks.
True. LOL. Well, last story from me. Brantley Gilbert teamed up with Pedigree, the, like, dog food brand. And
he, wait. Is this another joke?
It's for a good cause. Hang out. It's to give support dogs to veterans.
Oh, no. I mean, I was just confused where this was going.
If you just sit back and listen. Wow. So throughout his tour right now, he's honoring 8 different veterans and paying for them to have support dogs. And then he's paying for the training and food of the support dogs for up to a year. Veterans. Wow. And it's awesome because Brantley Gilbert, like, made a quote saying something along the lines of, a dog's a man's best friend. Like, it'll make them feel better, being emotional support. Like, it really uplifts.
That's really nice.
I know. I love it. It's a good cause, good idea, good everything.
Wow. Sorry for laughing.
Yeah. Should be.
It just seemed like it was going a weird way. Like, oh, he's going to be in a Pedigree commercial is what, like, I was thinking.
Being a Colonel Sanders. No.
Oh, so my last story to wrap up our news for the day. Taylor Swift has her playlist on Spotify that she had started a couple months back, and it's called Songs Taylor Loves. Well, ever since she first did her playlist, she hasn't updated it until this past week. So the reason I'm saying this is because she featured a few country songs on there. She had Lanco's Win You Over from their new album. The song Pick You Up.
Me and Taylor love the same favorite
song that Madison chose last week as one of her songs she's feeling.
That's so exciting.
Dan and Shay's Tequila, which I picked last week as one of the songs I'm feeling mm-hmm. and Madison is obsessed to. And then 2 Devin Dawson songs off his new album, Asking for a Friend and All on Me. Yeah.
So, I love that she's not forgetting her roots.
I know. I mean, everything else is.
And Heartbreak by Lady Annabelle.
Oh, and Heartbreak by Lady Annabelle. Yeah, sorry.
Hillary has twins, and Taylor Swift is listening to her song. She's
who
on top
was
of the
it that
world.
Said they were like, all everyone that was mentioned on the list was
freaking
tweeted,
out.
Yeah, at Taylor and was like, thank you. But someone was like, this playlist has a big reputation. Was it Lanco?
Oh,
no. Or Dan and Shay?
No, it was Lanco.
Okay, Lanco. It was just
they're
funny.
Funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like that she still got some country roots and listen to country music and keeping up with what's going on.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can expect her to write some more country songs.
I wish. Oops.
Oh, my gosh. I still love her.
I do, too. I absolutely
yeah,
do.
Yeah. I just want the best of both worlds. I need double albums. Like,
she
new great Taylor and country Taylor, double albums. Bring it on.
You should call her up and tell her about that idea.
Okay, well. Okay, back by popular demand is Would You Rather.
Wow, people I did such a good job. We're going to do it again?
Yeah. People were huge fans. So I'm going to put you in the hot seat this week.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So start off real easy. Would you rather be 15 and go to high school with Taylor Swift or go to high school with Kelsey Ballerini?
Probably
Taylor. Okay. That's what I figured. Okay. Would you rather sway with Danielle Bradbury or float with Russell Dickerson?
Sway with Danielle Bradbury.
All right. Sway to the left or the right, though.
LOL.
Would you rather visit St. Jude with Darius Rucker or help Kelly and Pickler and Kyle Jacobs with USO events?
Oh, those are both such good causes.
I know, but, like, who would you rather go with?
Well, I'd rather spend time. Oh, gosh. Well, I've already met
Kelly. No, you don't have to say anything bad about. It's just who would you rather be with, Kelly and Kyle or Darius?
Kelly and Kyle.
Okay.
But I love Darius so much. Oh, if I got to meet him. Okay.
Okay, well, you could help with both.
Yeah. I would.
Would you rather ride in Miranda Lambert's Little Red Wagon or go on a cruise in Russell Dickerson's Blue Tacoma?
Blue Tacoma.
Okay, figured.
It just takes a second to think because I don't want to say the wrong thing or hurt anybody's feelings.
Okay. Would you rather get lost down a back road with Chris Young or be a city girl hanging with Ryan Hurt?
A city girl with Ryan Hurt every single day of my life.
Okay, we know you're obsessed. Calm down. Okay. Would you rather sip wine with... Okay, well, ignore the drinking part.
I want to sip wine with Carly Pierce.
That wasn't it. No, sorry. Would you rather sip wine with Little Big Town because they have a collection of wine? Or drink whiskey with the Brothers Osborne.
I feel like Brothers Osborne would be more fun.
But you just said you wanted to sip wine.
With Carly Pierce, because I thought that's where you were going, because she has to hide the wine. Like,
missed opportunity. Little Big Town has their own brand of wine. Okay. I feel bad. I didn't pick them last week either.
But you like them a lot. I know.
Okay. Would you rather go coastal with Kenny Chesney or go beaching with Jake Owen?
Kenny.
Yeah. The right choice. The only choice.
I didn't know there was a right choice to these answers.
Would you rather go to church with Maren Morris or leave right now with Thomas Rhett? Leave church. That sounded terrible.
I mean, take me to church, Maren. Let's go.
Wow, cheating on Thomas Rhett, huh?
You know that was an uncomfortable position to put me in.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so she's gonna go to church. Would you rather hang out in Charleston, South Carolina with Darius Rucker or go to Montebello, Alabama with Sam Hunt? Alabama. Or Darius in South Carolina. You're going to hurt people's hearts if you don't say you're going to Alabama.
Alabama is, like, home, everything. I love it so much to me. Comma, but. Charleston with Darius, that'd be incredible. I love Charleston also. So, maybe we'll just road trip and go to both.
Okay.
Okay, I guess if I...
You don't really want to hang with Sam Hunt. Yeah, that would just be awkward.
He'd think I was lame. Like, he's too cool for me.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather take a ride? Let me restart this so I get it right. Mm-hmm. Would you rather take a little ride with Jason Aldean, or do you need a ride home with Carly Pierce?
Oh, that's terrible.
Well.
Ride Home by Carly Pierce is my favorite song ever, so.
Wow, mic drop.
This is just really insanely difficult. Because Jason's my number one. That's my number one song. Like, Take a Little Ride doesn't really give me any feeling. But, like, I Need a Ride Home does. So I guess I need a ride home from Carly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's super sweet. All right. It's our favorite time of the episode. It's time for...
Songs We're Feeling.
Woo! What you got?
My first one is Maren Morris. She just released a new song. With Zed and Gray, and it's called The Middle. It's really pop, like, really pop.
I think it's, like, classified as that.
Yeah, which is fine. Oh, it's actually on iTunes. It's under dance. So, not pop.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
But I'm just excited to hear Maren's vocals on something.
I guess I'm not hip enough to understand the Zed thing. Like, she's the only one singing.
Yeah, so it's basically a Maren Morris song.
I don't get why she has to share the title with Zed when they aren't even singing a thing. A word.
IDK.
Isn't there someone else? Zed and...
Gray.
Who is that? I've at least heard him say.
I don't know. I just think it's so her voice sounds good on it.
No, I agree. I just don't like that she has to share her song with someone.
Yeah.
But hopefully, glad we got something new for her. But
an album's on its way. She says.
Snap. She's been recording and writing, so. Okay, my next song is the next Maren Morris.
I just rolled my eyes. Sounds like Beyonce. It does. I mean, it does. Just like a Beyonce song.
But it's not. It's Kassi. Yep. Kassi. Ashton. But it's called California, Missouri. That's where she's from. Apparently, it's a real small crazy place. Vibes. But anyways, I found her because she's in the Bobby Bones class of 2018. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to look them all up and find something I liked from all of them. But that was about the only thing I liked from any of them. So
I like that song, but I don't like that there's nothing. Like, that's her only song. Yeah. I need to hear more before I decide if I like her or not.
I mean, agreed. But I like that song. Yeah. But I don't know if I actually like her or just the song. So yeah. We'll see.
To be continued. My next one is Old Dominion, Stars in the City.
Is that the one that has Little Big Town on it? No?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that one is.
I just like that. My goal is to be, like, the person they're singing about. See the stars in the city. Like, see the good in every situation.
Aww,
so I listen
sweet.
To it, and I'm like, I want to be like that.
I think you are.
Thanks.
All right, so I feel like we've been obsessed with Lanko. Like,
their new album is so... I say this about everybody, so I don't have any influence anymore.
Different. It's just different.
Listen to Lanko's album.
But yeah. So, anyways, mine's one of... That was on Taylor Swift's song she loves. I love how it's like slow and then it's like boom, 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 boom.
It's like a party.
There's like a lot going on. This is different. Usually, like one song, it'll just be like fast or slow. Like it's got
everything.
It's got everything. So I don't know. I just like that one. And Taylor Swift loves it, so why wouldn't I?
Good reasoning.
Oh, I forgot. We're doing a throwback song this week.
Yeah, we're doing a little something special.
I gotta get it ready.
We went back and picked a really good throwback song that we're feeling. Mine is like, I haven't been very nice to Chris Young lately. It's just because he's changed. I don't know. But
it's because we saw him in person. I'm just saying. Ever since then, I feel like we've been a little iffy towards him.
Yeah.
And like his new album doesn't sound any different than anything else he's put out. Like, you know what I mean? Did you listen to his new album?
Barely. I couldn't get through it.
It doesn't, like, it there's no like point nothing. In putting a new album out if it's going to sound like what you've already put out.
So, this song was my throwback song. It was when everything he was giving me was, like, fresh, new, love it, giving me good feelings. So, he released Who I Am With You, and I was obsessed with it, and then he came out with Lonely Eyes. I like his voice sounds like wholesome. Like, it's like rich and good. Wish he would use it
for good still. Not that he's using it for bad, but just like he needs some better songs.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, well, mine is from 2013. And I was obsessed with it. And it's the only song that I like by this artist.
Wait, let me guess. Whiskey My Water, Tyler Farr.
Yeah.
I knew.
I don't like one more of his songs, but I love this one.
Yeah.
Literally one of my favorites. That's the only song of his that I like. But
that's a good wholesome voice, too. I love
that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like anything else that he uses his voice for.
Uses his voice for, like, it's a weapon.
Remember he touched his hand? Remember he ran through the crowd?
He ran into me. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, run into me again. That's so cool. Like, Tyler Farr just touched me. Like, Oh, sweaty man, though. He was running through the crowd, though.
Oh, Lord. Well, I think that's all we have this week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Go look up Danielle Bradbury's new songs, old songs, Friend Zone, all of it.
Make you want to sway.
Yes. Go request Sway on country radio.
We need to start a new, every week we should tell what you need to request.
That's a good idea.
Right now, pay attention to Danielle Bradbury, Sway, Maren Morris, The Middle, Cassie Ashton.
California, Missouri.
Anything else?
I don't know what Lanco's current single is going
to
be.
It's still Greatest Love Story. Like, it's falling down the charts. They're about to release something new. Russell Dickerson's about to put out something new. Blue Tacoma. Just be requesting what you're feeling. Yeah. Let your radio
One number out. Away. Luke Combs. We'll get it together. Next week, we'll have, like, 1, 2, 3, or yes. something like that. Keep it simple
Sorry,
for you.
Sorry, that was last minute on my part.
But request them all. Support your artists.
I feel like they're going to block me from the radio station's website. Because I use like, different put names. In 10 at the same time.
But I put in different names. They don't
Oh, have. I do too.
Yeah.
I make up names. Like, I'm Nick. Like,
I'm Julie, Mara, Dylan. Like, I just use family members now.
No, I just pick random ones. Whatever comes to mind.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Go request some songs. Follow us on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook at the 615 Podcast. We've been trying to do more on there. Yeah. I think that's it.
Bye.
Have a great week.